Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to head on over to Johnson Memorial Health Services and we're going to visit with Jessica Mamer. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
You bet. How's your day going so far?
It's good. It's been busy. It's been a busy couple weeks, but it's all going well.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for coming on Wellness Wednesday this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are we going to talk about this morning? What's the subject matter?
So just think we should talk about some of the viral illnesses that we're starting to see an uprise in our communities, and especially a little bit more now that everyone has commingled for the holidays, just starting to see a little bit more, you know, RSV, starting to see some influenza, and COVID is still around and starting to see a little bit more here and there.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start, pick one and let's talk about it.
All right, so we'll start with RSV because that's probably the one I've been seeing the most over the last couple of weeks, especially in our younger population, especially kids that are commingled in daycare settings. Seems to really be going around, definitely very contagious. Obviously, in those kiddos, things we're starting to see, you know, cough, runny noses, nasal congestion. Some kids are doing very well at home without having to be seen, and then we're seeing a lot of kiddos through the clinic, too, that need just a little bit extra support, but ultimately just a viral illness, not a lot of things we can do besides support the symptoms along the way. Can see it in our middle-aged population as well. However, typically we don't even test for it because middle-aged population typically very healthy and don't even come in because more just like an upper respiratory infection. And then again, we see it in our elderly patients who have more comorbidities, and sometimes they, like the younger population, just need a little extra support along the way as well. Another big thing with RSV this year is it is the first year that we've had an RSV vaccination available and seen a really good response for that. A lot of people, first off, it's offered to individuals 60 or older. A lot of people interested in definitely getting that. And like I said, seen a lot of good response with that. We don't know a heck of a lot about it yet since it is the first year, but it is available. And I just recommend, you know, 60 or older, you sit down and have that conversation with your provider. Is also available for infants. Really, there is a certain age range, and it depends on other medical conditions they have or if they're coming into their first RSV season. Unfortunately, have had a more difficult time getting this vaccination available to us, so haven't really been able to offer it here in Dawson, but still something to talk about with your provider. And then also actually available for pregnant females in that third trimester coming to the end of their pregnancy, available for them as well, which is a good option since we don't have it available for infants. You can receive it later in pregnancy and pass some of that immunity along to the infant when they are born. So some really good options. Really just need to sit down and talk to your healthcare providers about what is the best option for you.
Okay. All right, let's back up here. What does RSV stand for, Jessica?
Respiratory syncytial virus.
Okay. And how does it spread? You said it's very contagious.
Very contagious, yeah. Spread by droplets, you know, coughing, sneezing, all those respiratory droplets. Good ways to obviously control it, covering your mouth when you're coughing and sneezing, and then really good hand hygiene. Obviously, why we see it more in our younger population, because they don't do all those things as religiously. So definitely why we see more of a spread there.
So wash your hands more.
Yeah.
Don't touch your hands to your face a lot. Someone told me that. Is that true?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great way.
Okay.
Just keep your hands off your face because we're getting all those germs, those respiratory germs. And
right.
Cough into your elbow. And big thing, if you're sick, stay home. Nobody wants to catch what you're feeling.
That's right. Okay. And then what was the other subject we were going to discuss this morning on Wellness Wednesday?
Just influenza and COVID as well. You know, kind of been professionals on influenza for a while now. Kind of the same symptoms that we're seeing with RSV as well. You know, it's really hard to actually, when someone walks in, tell you exactly what you're having just based off your symptoms, because the symptoms do cross quite a bit. Are starting to see a little bit more of influenza. With influenza, I've seen people have really been sick recently with a lot of chills, body aches, and fevers. Actually, probably some of the more sick individuals that I've seen have influenza. But generally doing very well. Again, there is an antiviral, Tamiflu, that we do offer for certain individuals that are interested with influenza. And again, kind of just a discussion you have to have with your provider upon that. So it's a good option if it's something you're interested in. Otherwise, people do very well just controlling their symptoms at home. Big thing is get in and get vaccinated. Everyone's eligible for the influenza vaccination as long as they're 6 months or older and don't have any contraindications. So I do just recommend getting in, getting your flu shot, and just, again, washing your hands and staying home when you're sick.
Okay. Talk about COVID a little bit. Still around?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
people are still testing or advise the test?
You know, we do see quite a few people still coming in to test. Some people are just choosing to test at home as well. You know, we've come a long way since we first were introduced to COVID in 2020. People are generally doing much better with the symptoms they're having, has kind of transitioned to more of your common cold. Obviously, we're still seeing some people that get very ill from it, but it has changed a lot since we initially saw COVID, which is outstanding, really, looking back where we came from. Recommend, you know, getting your COVID vaccines, testing when you're feeling ill so you're not out and about spreading it. Even though you're healthy and may not see the complications of it, there are individuals that will get very complex disease states from it, and it's just being mindful of others, really. CDC still recommends that if you test positive, you stay home and quarantine for 5 days, and then you mask for a next 5 days after that. Really treating your symptoms at home, staying home, washing your hands. There is an antiviral available for COVID that we're using. It's called Paxlovid. Obviously, it's kind of each patient we look at differently and decide if it's a good option for them. So again, back to what I said before, talking with your provider, seeing what's the best option for you. But yeah, definitely still around.
Okay. If you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, we're talking to Jessica Mamer from Johnson Memorial Health Services. Jessica's a certified nurse practitioner. And Jessica, I have a question. You talked about influenza a little bit ago. I've heard an intestinal virus going around, or a stomach virus. Now, that's separate from influenza, right? Have you seen any of that?
You know, I have seen a lot of just some viral gastritis is going around, you know, more of your stomach upset, diarrhea, vomiting, things like that. You know, you can see that with influenza.
Okay.
It kind of depends upon each patient individually. But a lot of times it has been a separate entity and we're not seeing it along with influenza yet that I've seen this year. But again, just another viral bug that we can't do a heck of a lot about. And really with that, it's staying hydrated. That's the biggest thing, is lots and lots and lots of fluids, and then buying time until you can start feeling better. And unfortunately, some of them have been hanging on for some time, you know, 3, 4, 5 days, unfortunately. But as long as you're able to stay hydrated, people are generally doing very well.
Okay, real good, Jessica. Anything else we want to talk about this morning? Did we cover everything?
I think we're good.
We're good. Okay. So what do you recommend? Get your shots and
stay up to date on your vaccinations. Wash your hands. Stay home if you're feeling sick. And if you ever need us to check you out, if you just need a second opinion, we're always here and happy to see you.
All right. Thanks, Jessica, for joining us on Wellness Wednesday this morning. Appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Jessica Mamer, certified nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.